As far as you know, is there a problem here in Mobile with drugs and narcotics?
In what way? Oh, terrible.
Really?
Oh, yes, we got a house of women and girls. We got a house of girls right over here. But they never have over one if they have that. And the colored one runs it. He takes them by hand, sobers them up, and tries to put them on the right road. But we got some one, two for men on Main Street. Now they call them, it's halfway houses.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And these are for?
But mostly for prisoners, I think. Those are out of jail. I mean, not jail. Well, yes, jail, I guess you'd call it. Or prison, rather, prison. More heavy sentence than that. We have, we have about four, not too far from here.
Do you know of any names these people use for these drugs that they take? Or that
they... Nothing but marijuana. There was another one. It begins with an H, I believe.
Yes, ma'am.
I may be wrong.
Thinking of heroin?
Yeah.
Heroin or, you ever heard of cocaine?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think cocaine's used so much.
Mm.
Now, I cannot take a... codeine. I had a wretched cold, and my neighbor died, and I was going to the funeral record trace, and I got the worst cold I ever had in my life. And I sent to the drugstore, and he sent me some Vicks Formula 44. And I took one dose, and it was better. Of course, I didn't go to the funeral. And I had a little girl staying with me, and she said to me, next morning, about 6 o'clock, I had a teaspoon in one hand, I had a bottle of Vicks in the other. She said, Miss Amish, what you gonna take? And I said, this Vicks. And she said, what's in that Vicks? I said, I don't know. She said, look at it before you take it. And it had codeine. I said, why, Dorothy? She said, you have talked all night long. You never shut up. And I said, well, it was the codeine. So I didn't take any of it. So I found out anything that has codeine, and I'm very careful about taking it. Because my uncle couldn't take it at all. He just raves.
Really?
Yeah, I actually gave him some one day. And we didn't know what was the matter. I thought he was dying. And he just talked so foolish and so silly, and I stayed up all night and sat on the side of the bed all night. I was waking. And he talked about foolish things. And I said, "Nay, I'm glad I sent for the doctor in the morning. I have to go to work." And Nanny says, "I believe I'm going to phone that druggist." So we knew him quite well. Or I phoned him, and I said, "Paul, what's in that medicine?" But the doctor gave Charlie yesterday. He said, codeine alleys. He said, my little girl can't take a drop. That she just doesn't go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's what's the matter with Charlie. You don't need to be afraid. He's all right.
I see.
But it was awful. Mm. I can't take penicillin.
Fair enough.
I can't take sulfur.
Mm. What do you call that stuff that, since you're talking, if we're talking about that, that people used to take for malaria?
Quinine.
Right.